Happy New Year, and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast. This is episode 10, the first one of 2007. I'm your host, Ben Heckendorn.
And I'm Jason Jones, who always just happens to be here for some reason.
Well, I can't just talk to myself for an hour. I doubt anyone would want to hear that. Be like Howard Hughes podcast.
Without the urine.
Well, I don't know, after last night, you never know. Yeah, we're recording this on New Year's Day, and I'm surprised. I'm in better shape than I was last year at this time, so we're able to do this podcast today.
Yeah, you're pretty coherent when you called me. I was impressed. You sounded like normal. So.
I'd had Denny's, I think.
No, that's pre-Denny's.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've got a stomach hangover, not a head hangover, so... Because there's a difference, you know, obviously. Okay, in this episode, we have now played all three consoles. We just polished Jones off yesterday because we played PS3 for a while.
Yeah.
During our party. And found out that PS3 cannot play very many formats on the SD card, which we'll get to. It had some surprises that Jones dug up.
Yeah.
So we're going to give our impressions of all three consoles now that we played them, although we'll kind of gloss over Xbox 360 because obviously, you know, everyone's played that, but we might talk about its, you know, pros and cons and what could help it win or lose. Let's get started. PS3, what are your general impressions having played it for 45 minutes? Well, no, we played it for a little bit, but you spent much more time trying to get on the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, but system in general. Let's start with system in general.
After getting my hands on and actually getting to play it for a sustained period of time, it was kind of underwhelming, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like the Wii. The Wii, I didn't think was going to be very good, but it was even worse than I thought it would be. And the PS3, I thought that would actually be pretty decent, but it didn't really do much for me at all.
We didn't play it that long.
We didn't play it that long, but like
I played it for like an hour or so. It took me more than like an hour to start to like it.
Yeah.
I played it for like 10 hours. I went all the way through Resistance. Last week on Christmas break.
I mean, we'll get into the cons part that is really the big black mark on it, and maybe the PlayStation Network was just having a bad day yesterday, I don't know, but...
Oh, Jesus. Even if it was having a bad day, it took so long to get in there.
Yeah.
That all those things. Not
impressed at this point.
Yeah, my general impressions that I've written down here is it's large, heavy, and expensive. And it's big.
Yeah, it is. It's... Like, I saw it in the stores, you know, we were out running around trying to find the Wii that one day, and it looked big in the store, but once you actually have it in a home with the TV and entertainment center there and everything, it really is, like, as big as, like, a mid-sized George Foreman grill, if not bigger.
You know, we had that George Foreman grill in the kitchen, and we should have brought him out and photographed him together. Okay, well, how about some pros? Because I'm sure, like everything, we're going to have a lot more bad things to say about it. But
yeah,
I think it has better graphics than a 360. I mean, well, Resistance at least. I think Resistance looks better than Gears of War.
Yeah, which I disagree on that. I can't see that. Maybe part of it is,
of course, I didn't play through Gears of War, so maybe that's I haven't seen enough.
Yeah, because like with Resistance, the difference is that's a true first-person shooter, and where Gears is kind of the over-the-shoulder third-person, so you have like that character in the perspective all the time, and
right.
The detail on that character in the screen is like really great. And then like when we were looking at it when I first got it, you know, we were looking at objects up close, and the detail seemed to be just a lot better. I thought the thing I liked about Resistance was it did have the environments felt really large, like when you're running around and you come out into this screen or whatever, it was very expansive and there was a lot of depth to it as far as like the draw distances and things like that. And
there's some parts where there's pop-up and you can see a limit to the draw distance, but not many.
And then like the creatures, when you got up close to them, I didn't think they looked very impressive. Like after you killed them and stuff and you get them looking at them, it's like, eh.
Yeah, you're right. The character models weren't... So. All that wonderful, but maybe that was a trade-off for having such big environments. You got to admit the glass was cool, though.
I was just going to say, the glass was cool, how you can shoot it out and chunks of it break out almost I mean, the closest thing I've seen to real glass in a game, I would say.
Yeah, so the PS3 has impressive glass rendering powers.
Yes, kind of like how Far Cry for the 360 had great-looking water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Far Cry is cool. I guess they have a sequel called Crysis, which is coming to the PC, and they say now they're going to be able to run it on the 360, so...
Yeah, that's supposed to be some big deal. I guess we'll see.
Another Pro has a standard hard drive, and you can allegedly put in, you know, off-the-shelf SATA drives, although that had to be laptop-sized.
And it does have the HDMI standard on it, too, for once people have their HD sets and everything.
Right,
so.
And it has the most ports of any of the systems. It has 4 USB ports, memory stick, SD, and compact flash. And there might even be another USB port on the back, I can't remember.
Hmm.
And it has an Ethernet port, unlike the Wii. But, well, we get the cons when we started sticking things into the system.
Yeah.
I mean, the 360 seems to run zucchinis or anything you plug into it. Yeah. And the Wii did, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we should have tried plugging a USB keyboard into it. Maybe it would have asked us for blood to do that, too.
Yeah, the PS3, you stick in a music CD, and it makes you agree to a... It makes you agree to something.
Some sort of,
play.
Copyright type thing.
Yeah,
or
like, we will
something.
Access the data off the internet, or...
Yeah.
I mean, for crying out loud! And we'll get to the online thing pretty quickly here. Any other, off the top of your head, like, pros about it? I mean, it's got a, I mean, I know it's a lot of money, but it's got a lot of crap in it.
Yeah, you know? It does. It's, I mean, it's definitely, you know, you're getting a lot for what you're paying for. It's just... It's got some big negatives, I think, but the controllers were really light, I noticed, which surprised me. Cause, I mean,
there's no motors in them.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I suppose that's the big thing, the rumble's gone, so...
Well, they're like, you know, no lighter than a Super Nintendo controller or something was.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, compared to what we've become used to for controllers, like, that thing's gotta be lighter than the Wiimote, I would think, even, isn't it? It sure felt like it.
I think so, because the Wiimote has 2 AAs, and... There's probably just some little like lithium coin battery in the in the six axis. I think they had a market meeting at Sony. It's like, what are we going to call this controller? It's like, well, palindromes are hot. Kids love palindromes. Let's call it the six axis. If you spell it backwards, it's the same. Yeah,
and I will admit I didn't really miss the rumble. You know, while playing Resistance, it's the sort of thing where I think. You know, maybe we were wrong on that. You won't really miss it, but it is nice to have it there at the same time when you play the 360 or whatever. You know, it's there, and it does add a dimension to the game.
Well, maybe it's, you know, you're so used to rumble that you don't even... How do I put this? In other consoles, you're so used to rumble that you don't even, like, appreciate it anymore. You take it for granted.
Yeah.
So if it's gone, you don't really notice it. I know that doesn't make much sense.
I know what you're I know what you're trying to say, but yeah,
you basically become like completely desensitized to the idea of rumble. So it's like who cares?
Yeah.
So thus, you don't really notice when it doesn't have it because you don't even care when it does. Yeah, moving on. All right, well let's get to some cons of the PS3. I wrote here. I wouldn't buy one unless it was $300 because I don't think I've ever bought a console that's, you know, not 2 years old. I think that's a good amount of time to wait for a console.
Yeah. And I put that even if they bring out, like, a full-fledged, brand-new version of Gran Turismo, which would be Gran Turismo 5 now, I guess, I still would not drop $600 on this thing. It's got to have been out for a while, had some price drops, and if it gets under $400 and it's got GT5 and a couple other really cool ones... I'd definitely give it a serious look, and especially if I have my HD TV at that point with the Blu-ray.
Would it have to be the good version of it?
Yeah, I'd get the 60-gig one, I think.
I could see it going 400, 500 by next Christmas.
They're going to have to, I think. Sort of the cons in here.
The controllers. I put not as bad as people feared, but I wish they would have changed it. I mean, they could have done something.
Yeah, it's been around for, what, almost 10 years now?
At least put the analog stick where everybody else puts it.
Yeah, because that was the one thing I noticed right away, because it's been a long time since I've played a PS2, actually.
Yeah.
And so when we went to, you know, pick the thing up and play Resistance, I'm like, oh, yeah, the analog stick's still down here, you know?
Yep. Yeah, that DualShock design is from 98. So apparently when the battery dies, you have to send it in to replace Sony has to replace the battery for you, because it's probably a proprietary Sony battery.
Yeah, I read that, and It's nice that they include the batteries in it, but at the same time, I kind of like the Wii or the 360's method where, hey, the batteries die, you put new ones in, and you're right back up and running again, or you get your rechargeable ones.
You know, anyone that's taken apart a Wii, you know, all of us, its internal battery, it's pretty cool. Well, most of the... Well, I'm just trying to think. The GameCube had a coin battery in it. The PS2 had a coin battery. The Xbox 360, I think, does it all with, like, firmware and circuits. As a memory storage device or something. Anyway, the Wii has a coin battery in it. I'm not sure exactly. I haven't turned it back on, so I don't know what you lose with that. Probably just the date and the time. I would hope you wouldn't lose the Miis and all that. Those are probably in the RAM. But anyway, you at the bottom of the unit, you unscrew a little screw, and then you pull this thing out, and the battery's in it. So why couldn't they have done that with the six axis controller? Because I'm sure it's just a 3-volt coin cell like that. Oh, I put this. Resistance was better than Perfect Dark Zero or Time Splitters.
But was it better than Call of Duty 2? You'd probably say yes, I suppose. In this
better than Call of Duty 2? Oh, that's...
I would say no. Because Call of Duty 2 was out at launch time for the 360. So.
And even though it wasn't exclusive, it was still for the 360.
Yeah.
The 360 had a pretty decent launch.
It did.
There were games for it. I mean, why do people rip on it?
Well, they had Project Gotham Racing 3, which, if anybody's into racing games, that's a great racing game.
I mean, the Wii's launch was Wii Sports and Zelda. That's all it was. I mean, as far as real games. All right, overall opinions on it. Well, I guess...
I suppose we should get into the online element.
Oh, yes. Because actually, my list is pretty much ended here. And then we're ending each console thing with how the system could dominate and what could kill it.
Yeah.
And then our recommendations in general.
But yeah, we were sitting there. We played Resistance for a while last night. Maybe 40 minutes or whatever. And then I was like, hey, Brainstorm. I heard they got Gran Turismo HD out on the PlayStation Network for free download, so we could pull that down and play that too and get a look at that. That'd be pretty cool. So, go click on the thing. Oh, if you have a PlayStation account, you can use an existing one or create a new one. So it's like, okay, we'll create a new one. Click, wait 10 seconds for the next screen to come up. And then it starts asking you for your whole life story in triplicate, and like, there's got to be, it was either 10 or 12 steps to the whole process. And each time you click through a screen, it literally took at least 10 seconds to load the next screen.
We thought the Wii's online browsing was slow, but this was worse.
This was worse. It was.
Now, granted, we were leeching the the Wi-Fi here has that weird key on it that none of the consoles seem to work with. So I always leech signals from the neighbors.
Yeah,
so, I mean it must be like right next door because it's really good.
Well, yeah, it said 100, like it had a percentage rating, and it said 100% on the connection. So,
I'm just saying these are the same Wi-Fi connection we used when we tested the Wii, which we'll get to, and also that I used my DS with, and
But it was like, it took me, I actually started timing it, and it took me about 20 minutes, and I think I was on step 7.
There was like, 12 steps? There was
something a lot,
because there were a bunch of dots on the top of the screen.
It was kind of like AA or something, I don't know, where you had 12 steps to get on the PlayStation
the
Network.
The 12-step program.
But I was on about step 7, 20 minutes into the process or something. And I wasn't very good at the typing. Like, PSP people could type really quick on this thing. But anyway.
Because it puts, like, this new alphanumeric, like, cell phone thing on the screen. And that's how you're supposed to enter the stuff. And it's like, no, you know, we're not all 12 textaholics, you know. Some of us like things that look like keyboards, you know.
Well, that's right. I was on the step where it wanted my billing information. And you could say, yes, enter it, or no, don't. So I said no. And when I hit no, this thing came up on the screen and said, a connection to the PlayStation Network could not be obtained, blah, blah, blah. And then it just gives you the option to cancel, and then boom, you get thrown back out to the main screen. It doesn't remember where you were in the process.
Doesn't remember any of the information.
Yeah, so you get to start over again, which I know the 360, you know, not to keep harping on how great the 360 is, but the 360 will remember where you were in the setup process.
But there wasn't even that many steps for Xbox.
No.
I signed up for it. It's like 4 steps.
Yeah,
it's really
takes like
easy.
5 minutes. So then...
Basically, all it needs is your email, isn't it? Doesn't even care where you live.
I think it asks for like your birth date and some.
Yeah, remember
things.
We put in that fake address. We put in like Detroit, and then we did like a zip code of like 75 something, which would probably be like the Rocky Mountains.
And it checked for that because then it went, bleh, you know, this isn't a real
what
address.
What noise did it make?
Bleh. But so then we were like, well, God damn it.
It requires an entire cell processor core to make that.
Yes. So then we had roommate Dave try it, since he's got a PSP and he knows how to type on these things. And so he tried getting through it, and he made it. It took him about 25 minutes to get to the final step in the process. He clicks confirm, and it says, a connection could not be established to the PlayStation Network. Cancels your only option, and boom, you're back out at the main screen, and you got to start again, and we just said, screw it. We spent 45 minutes trying to get onto the PlayStation Store so we could download a free freaking game, and we could not do
it. Well, even if we would have got in, that game would probably
have taken
a
year
time.
To download.
Well, but, when the PS3 did the system update, it was very slow as well. It was just as slow as the Wii, probably. Which, again, we'll get to.
Well, and this gets back to our whole
this
thing.
This is weird. It's been like a couple of podcasts, and we haven't talked, when we've played these systems, but we haven't talked about it yet. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, we finally, like, I finally got to, you know, really play a PS3.
I mean, it just seems weird,
but,
you know, we played the Wii, like, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and
yeah.
We haven't talked about it yet.
But this whole thing with the PS3, it gets back to what we talked about back before the Wii and the PS3 came out, where everybody's like, well, you know, online's going to be free on the Wii and the PS3 and all that. And it's like, well, look at it. Look what you get.
Because
they're both slow, you know, and it's like we couldn't even get on the damn Sony one because you have to have this PlayStation account to be able to go online with Resistance, too. So we couldn't even go online
with
that.
And what's so great about the free online with the Wii that none of the games are online enabled.
Yeah.
And they probably won't be. Okay, we had a hard time getting on the PlayStation online, but I still think, in the end, it'll probably be better than the Nintendo one. I used to think it was the other way around, but
well, I'm sure
Nintendo's going to nerf the online.
Yeah, because they don't consider it that important, really, it doesn't seem like. Where Sony will work and work until they get it.
Right, but
decent,
Xbox
anyway.
Is going to be far ahead of them.
Yeah. So this is an example of where, it costs $50 for Xbox Live, but
you
compare the services,
for.
And at this point, there's just no comparison whatsoever.
And how much is that a day? Like,
I don't
25
know,
cents or something?
Because it's like $4 a month.
For the price of a cup of coffee, you can give a starving Xbox a home on the internet. Call Sally Struthers. She needs the cookies. All right, well, we better finish up the PS3 here.
How would it dominate, or how could it dominate?
If it dropped to like $400, $500 in 2007... That wouldn't be enough, but it would. Well, it pretty much has to do that.
Yeah, they don't. They aren't going to have a choice on that.
Well, they don't have any exclusives left. I mean, keep hearing rumblings about Metal Gear Solid, which I guess does sell pretty good.
Yeah,
it sells more than any Nintendo title has in a long time. Ooh, I said it.
And it actually sells as much as Halo.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it sells really more than 10 million.
Yeah, it sold like the same numbers as Halo did.
Yeah, it needs. I think
which surprised me, but you figure there's 100 million PS2s.
Well, there's a lot of Grand Theft Auto fans. Not Grand Theft Auto. Gran Turismo fans.
Yeah, Gran Turismo 3, I think it was actually the best-selling PS2 game. It sold better than the Grand Theft Autos, better than anything, and nobody ever talks about that. But.
Right, but the PS2 had a lot of these 10 million sellers.
Yeah.
You know, like the Grand Theft Auto, Gran Turismo, Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
Metal Gear Solid.
Wasn't
Metal Gear Solid like, you know, like 5 or 7 million?
Metal
so
Gear,
that's a lot.
Metal Gear Solid was like 7 to 8 million, and that's right where the Halos were, actually.
Now, how come nobody is talking about, like, Gears of War? Gears of War is doing really good for an original property.
Well, it sold over 2 million copies.
Yeah,
already.
I mean, why don't we hear about that on the internet? It's so biased. Everybody's like, Wii! we'll get to the Wii soon, but.
I think it even set some records for quickest sales and stuff. I don't know if it's overall or what, but I know it was less than 2 weeks and it sold a million copies.
We hate to break it to you all, but the 360 is the system of the future. Deal with it.
Yeah, we don't want to be waving our hands around in 5 years.
Even if you have...
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, with the 360, it's not like it's some shitty product that Microsoft's put out there and they just can put all their muscle behind it.
You mean it's not Internet
it.
Explorer 3?
No. You know, it's actually a good solid system, and they even upped the warranty on it to a year now because of the, you know, quality issues that
people think
are there. So,
okay, what could kill the PS3? Because right now I am not one of the Sony is doomed people. I don't think they're going anywhere.
I think they'll do fine.
But what could kill the PS3? Like, just murder it. I think this one I have right here would do it. Losing Final Fantasy 13 as an exclusive.
That'd be a big deal. That would even hurt them in Japan.
Yep.
You know, people would actually start buying 360s in Japan.
Yeah, they've already
happened.
Sold more PS3s in Japan than 360s, which...
Yeah, his mind.
Come on, Japanese people, you like our movies. Why don't you like our game consoles? We invented it. That's right. Nolan Bushnell, the table tennis guy, all Americans, so come on, buy our shit. Not having a price drop by 2007, I think, would be bad.
That'd be bad.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, I mean by Christmas or...
Yeah, because always it'd have to be by today.
So. What about Blu-ray tanking? Or maybe we could say, like, if HD wins, that will be a...
That'd be a huge...
It would literally be an albatross around the neck of the PS3.
Yeah, because Sony has really chained themselves...
There's my literary reference.
In terms of, you know, whether... Because they're so heavily invested in Blu-ray, that's why they're forcing it into every PS3, which, of course, is lending itself to the high price of the PS3. Where yep. if they wouldn't have shoved Blu-ray into it, they probably could be selling the PS3 for the same price.
And they could have made a lot more.
And yep. they'd be kicking ass right now. And they right. could have just sold the Blu-ray drive as an add-on, like the HD DVD for the 360. And, I mean, mm-hmm. it's a difference of philosophies, of course, but Sony has a much higher vested interest in Blu-ray's, you know, success than Microsoft does in HD.
So. And people will say, well, the HD... the next-gen disc war, porn will decide it. Because that's what people always say. It's like, porn always, porn picked VHS, picked DVD over DVD's competitor, you know, whatever that was.
What, DivX?
Yeah. But maybe high def is too good for porn. You know, it's too revealing. I've heard that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Is that... People are like, where is this podcast going? But think about
it. We have a point, maybe.
Yeah, but think about
Hang
it.
Hang in there.
With the computers now, you know, pornography on the internet...
is like a click away.
Right, I mean, so maybe that's probably lessening the impact of that as far as it goes through formats. I mean, it's like, well, should I get an HD drive or a Blu-ray drive? Well, which one has all my porn? Well, I'll just get it off the internet. Who cares? Well, I mean, I'm just thinking it's less likely than it was in the past. Because, you know, like in the 80s, you know, I suppose if, you know, like... You know, guy comes home from work. I was like, "Oh, I need some porn." But I have to go rent this on the videotape. You know, you couldn't download it with your BBS.
Yeah, I
got to
go get
your Apple II at the time.
Throat.
But now things have changed. So,
yeah. Well, it's like, well, the thing is, it's like, what are the highest selling DVDs ever?
Right. You can't tell me that porn is as big of an impact as like Finding Nemo, or Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know, kids' movies and stuff like that. I think are what really.
Well,
Disney's
Blu-ray.
DVD.
Disney is Blu-ray.
Yeah, so.
Like, only. Like, what was that?
Maybe was that? Disney,
oh, yeah,
not
the Pirates
porn.
Of the Caribbean 2 disc. Remember, they had that whole big thing about Blu-ray in the front. It's like, Disney hearts Blu-ray.
Did you have to bring up Pirates 2?
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Oh.
That's a whole other thing, though.
Yeah, this is not a movie podcast.
Yeah. Dale All and right. I'll rip into that on
yeah.
ours.
Yeah. All right, well, so PS3, I'd say wait and see. I know a lot of you want to play Final Fantasy. Great, but don't buy it until it comes out.
Yeah, give them some time to get the wrinkles worked out, because they've definitely got some issues. At the
yeah, it definitely needs some Botox. All right, so okay, now let's move on to the Xbox 360, and we've been talking about this every other sentence.
Yeah, for quite a while.
Well, see, you can't talk about one thing without comparing it to another. Otherwise, yeah. It is impossible to discuss the matter without a common point of reference. Yes, I did just quote Star Trek 4.
And as we've said, you know, the PS3 and the 360 are pretty much in direct competition with one another.
Mm-hmm.
They're going after the same market, so...
So, pros, it has the largest install base. They are pert near 10 million
Almost.
Now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're over 9, so...
Yep. It's very comparable to the PS3, but for much less. And the multi-platform developers, which is like everybody except for like Insomnia. What is that? What's the one that did Resistance? But they're owned by Sony.
I don't know.
Yeah,
somebody.
Yeah. So anyway, most of these companies are going to use the 360 as the target platform, and then just port over, similar to how everyone targeted the PS2. And that's why when the game went over to Xbox, it didn't always take advantage of the improved graphics. There's going to be the 65 nanometer process chips in it this year. And they said it's going to be like later in the year, like summer instead of spring or something. But anyway, I would not be surprised if they stick on an HDMI port at the same time.
Yeah.
And maybe even built-in Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you never know.
Because right now there's no digital signals on the port. You could not plug in an HDMI adapter into the back of the 360. I mean, you could make one, but it would have to like convert it. So there's no true digital video signals coming out of that thing right now. It's all like component, which, you know, is pretty cool, pretty good, but so they're going to have to add it to the motherboard.
Yeah. And that's how they can really go for the jugular, basically.
Right, if they put in like
all that stuff in and sell it for the same price that they do.
Or even less. I think they put it in, and I think they could do it. Yeah, I put HDMI, that'll happen for sure. Smaller chips, which would be cheaper and run better. A larger hard drive, like 100 gigs, and Wi-Fi built in, and drop it to like 350. Bam, dishes are done.
Yeah.
Especially if, well, I didn't have time to look it up because I was too busy, you know, being hungover. But Spies
mentioned.
Yeah, we
heard a rumor. Yes.
Yeah. I heard a rumor. Well, that's not how that song goes. And that I really like the controller, the 360.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Would you say it's maybe the best controller ever?
It's pretty damn good. I mean.
Yeah, I have mine here for my.
Yeah,
for
you got
my
one
name.
For Christmas over a year ago.
Yeah,
you have
it's
on
great.
Your computer.
You can play Afterburner Arcade using the analog sticks. Yeah, it's really nice. I like it. Even the battery pack doesn't get in your way of your fingers too bad, but this one obviously is wired up to my computer. Yeah, it's a nice controller, and you know, you can hack it in half and make it single-handed, because
you have.
I'm telling you. I was telling this guy from a company. I was like, there's demand. You wouldn't know about it until you go fishing for it, but there's people want that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I would say there's some cons for the 360. I put some stuff down. It's mostly things it doesn't have that even the Wii has, like built-in Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a guy I work with. He had to go out and buy the Wi-Fi adapter for it the other day. It's like $100 for
even
the Wi-Fi
eBay,
adapter.
Even on eBay, $75 is about the best you can do.
Yeah, which is pretty ridiculous. So
Some like thumb drive adapters work if they have a certain chipset, like a Prism chipset? I've heard that.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's kind of a
haven't
hoop
confirmed
jump, though.
It, but,
yeah. And the hard drive. I know you think it's big enough, but I think you got to admit it should be bigger.
They'll make a bigger one. I don't put my music and crap on it, so I always have enough room on it. I'm not hurting for space.
But right, but they got like movie downloads now and stuff, and I know they're rentals, but the TV shows you buy. So
well, the one thing that in the con area for it that is kind of weak is, let's say somebody went and bought the Core 360, and then now they brought out this video marketplace.
You mean right after their lobotomy?
Sure, yeah. But let's say somebody went out and bought one because they're like, ooh, it's $300, look. And I can get this thing. But then they bring out this video marketplace thing. Well, guess what? If you want to download a movie, you need the hard drive, which it doesn't have. So they're kind of cutting off. They're kind of forcing that whole part of the audience to go out and drop $100 on a 20 gig hard drive.
The Core version was basically just like a token effort.
Yeah, I know, but it's still a con. You know, I mean, you look at
right. Yeah, exactly.
People can't use.
Well, that's
some
a pro,
of the features.
That's a pro,
of the,
that's a pro of the PS3. Either version of the PS3 has more features than. Yeah, I don't think the cheap PS3 doesn't have Wi-Fi though, does it?
That is true. Yes,
but they did stick HDMI in there.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm sure they've got the same motherboards. It's just like, well, you've seen PC motherboards where there's clearly components missing.
They just don't put them on
because the motherboard doesn't cost anything. It's the integrated circuit that costs money. They can put the traces on there. No big deal. Okay, another con, even though it's not Microsoft's fault, well, I guess you could say it's fault, that a lot of people have an irrational hatred of Microsoft and refuse to buy anything that has its name on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't quite understand it, but that's fine. People gotta hate something, I guess, so.
But the thing I always come up with is Nintendo and Apple are just as big. They're also corporations.
Yeah, they're big, greedy companies,
yep,
too.
They're not run by panda bears working out of their garage doing blood drives for orphans. their purpose is to make money, just like Microsoft. They just haven't done as well.
Yeah, they don't have $50 billion laying in petty cash. Like
oh,
Microsoft
God.
Does, so. But yeah,
we're so evil. But, you know, I got an email from a guy. He's like, well, at least you guys talk like normal people, you know. You don't sugarcoat it with BS.
Yeah, exactly. We're not like, you know, any major news network, basically, where they have to sugarcoat everything to soothe their sponsors.
Yeah, no one pays us to do this. We do it on our own accord, and it's completely separate from other entities that I am involved with. So, but Nintendo, remember in the 80s, they had that monopoly, and they had like 90% of the market, and they forced developers to not release things for other consoles. They
made them buy their cartridges.
Yeah, you had to buy a Nintendo cartridge. That's where all the shortages came from, because Nintendo can control the market. You had to buy like any game, you had to make 500,000 copies of it. You had to have Nintendo make them for you. I mean, it was like, as I put down here, it was a monopoly that would have made J.P. Morgan blush. Yes. The Bill Gates of the Industrial Revolution.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Hey, all those guys started out with a shovel in a garage and
that's
a dream.
Right.
Yeah. Lack of Japanese games and RPGs. No, Final Fantasy, basically.
Yeah.
That hurts it a lot, especially in Japan. I know they have that.
They do have that Blue Dragon game coming out that's from the guy who created Final Fantasy. So
from the makers of Something About Mary.
And it seems like it's, you know, getting a bit of buzz around it, so I guess we'll see what comes of that. But
yeah.
But it's not Final Fantasy, you know, it's
exactly
not called it, so it's not going to be as big, I'm sure.
Right, when George Lucas makes his new movie, doesn't he want to make like some, like, I don't know, he wants to make a new movie, and doesn't matter if George Lucas' name is on it, it's not going to do Star Wars.
Yeah, it won't be Star Wars.
Oh, well, Willow.
But it won't have the name on
this child is special! Yeah.
But yeah, the Japanese market, that is, they're what, the second biggest gaming market, isn't it? Or
Yeah, that's probably about right, yeah.
And they basically have no presence there right now, which is an issue.
Yeah, the PS3, did you already say this, PS3 already outsold the 360
in Japan?
Yeah, we did
mention that, so.
I think like even like older systems, like the PS2, well, the PS2 outsells a lot of stuff still.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have one? What is this like? I mean, is this like in Africa or something? I mean, what's going on? Oh, there we go. We got another country in here.
They're like,
we should talk about the world a lot in this. Yeah. Like Larry King live. Well, yeah, we could put meta tags in our podcast. We could like zoom to Google Earth, like whatever country we're making fun of.
Jumps over there.
Okay. Yeah, so any other cons that it... Well, the last few cons we've been mentioning are kind of like psychological ones.
Yeah.
Our problem with people, not with the system. Well,
well there's
technically
even
the system's fault, but...
Well, currently it's a con for Microsoft because they seem to be the only ones doing it, but I'm sure it'll go on to the Sony, you know, the PS3 and all that too, is the microtransaction phenomenon, which we have discussed before, but that could very rapidly become a big con, depending on
how. Well, what about
the
virtual console? I mean, that's not much different, except for it's a bigger ripoff.
Well, but at least it's not like, you know, some people have accused certain developers of bringing out games and kind of holding content back from them. You know, like, here, we're going to sell you this for $50, and then, oh, later on we're going to bring out this, you know, addition to it and charge you another $10 instead of including it in the game.
Again, I wouldn't blame Microsoft. They're just doing it first, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I say. I think everybody will do it eventually, but it...
Is that much worse than charging $5 for Super Mario Brothers?
No.
my merch at Funko Land, that game, we sold it for 5 cents, I think it was. It was something like that.
Yeah.
I actually bought like 100 copies of it, and I was going to make a chair. I really don't know where those are. They're probably at my...
I remember that when you were telling
They're probably there someplace. I should...
Yeah,
I actually looked
up
for them at Christmas. I was like, hey, Mom, remember where I ever put my huge box of Mario cartridges? These are the conversations I have in my family.
But it's the slippery slope thing that we've talked about before where that could become a big issue. Right now it's not bad, but it could get out of control, I guess. So.
Oh,
and they're the ones starting that in a way. So.
Okay, so that's kind of the cons. All right, let's move on to how we think the Xbox 360 could... clean up the town.
Well, this is where the rumor comes in.
Yes.
One of the rumors.
But I wrote this down before I heard the rumor. See how it was here?
Okay.
But if it did go to a console, it would probably be that console.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
The online infrastructure. All right.
What are we talking about, Ben?
If a certain game went to the 360, it would be OVA. World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dead. Nintendo stock. Well, Nintendo stock would make this, would say this on its way down. Whee! Sony would be
Sony,
like, sorry, Will Smith, we gotta let you go.
They'd be jumping out of skyscrapers or something. Be like, no!
Tokyo, Japan! Stock crashes on Sony loss.
It couldn't have. We had Blu-ray.
Oh, I put a note here. Please don't email me about running World of Warcraft on a Linux PS3, thanks.
Yes.
Because it might be possible. Well, probably not. But.
Good save there.
Well, this year, there's going to be Halo 3, Forza 2, Grand Theft Auto on a system that costs less than an auto, and maybe even Metal Gear Solid, and that Lost Planet game, then, you know, the next Capcom game is coming out.
And Assassin's Creed, which is supposed to be some big game. And
oh, yeah, that was another Lost exclusive.
And there's that Halo real-time strategy game that's supposed to come out, too. So, yeah, they got a lot of big stuff coming out.
I think it's already, it's like the second system. You know how everyone was like, well, if everybody buys a 360 and a Wii, or everyone buys a PS3 and a Wii, the Wii will win by being the second system.
Yeah.
But I think that's really happening with the 360. That's in the real world, that's how it's working, I think.
Yeah.
These deals, like Toys R Us, you can buy a 360, and they give you a $100 gift certificate for use in the store.
Wow.
I mean, damn, people.
Well, then Best Buy, like every...
The Wii is all hype.
The 360's got the goods,
yeah, basically. The 360's got the goods. Don't give in to the hype. You know, tell you what, if you... I could sell you my 4-year-old computer for twice what I paid for it in 2002, if you'd like. That's what I think it's like.
Yeah.
It's fun for a little while, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. Well, we're almost to it.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Okay, what... This isn't really even appropriate, but... Because you can't really kill it.
Yeah, because okay, it's what well could, like, on its way already.
What could, so. Like, I don't know, make it repeat the...
The original
know,
the, Xbox,
yeah,
basically.
You know, like, do, like, Xbox or GameCube numbers. There are maybe a few new killer apps in the PS3, like Final Fantasy 13, obviously.
Yeah, like exclusive, of course.
Exclusive.
There's
not many left, but
yeah, they have Resistance, but that's not exactly a system seller, I would say. You know.
Now here's one. What if Forza 2 doesn't eat enough of the Gran Turismo crowd? You know, I mean,
yeah,
it kind of converts because you're a big Gran Turismo person.
Yeah,
and that's why you bought a PS2, isn't it?
Yeah, because I wanted to play Gran Turismo 3 again, and I would. Because I played Forza for the Xbox, like I liked it a lot, and I played GT4 for PS2, and GT4 was still hands down the better game. I liked Forza a lot, but it definitely had room for improvement to get into Gran Turismo's league. And although it did have damage and things, which is something Gran Turismo doesn't have, which to people that are really into this sort of stuff, that's an important factor.
Right. So
it does have some things that Gran Turismo doesn't have, but. I should have looked up what Forza 1's sales figures were, but I'd guess it probably sold a few million, whereas Gran Turismo 3 and 4 sold, mm-hmm. you know, 10 million some copies each, so it's got a lot of ground to gain there, but...
Yeah.
But it's going to come out before GT5, long before GT5.
I think Nukem Forever will come out before GT5.
Yeah.
No, wait. I take that back.
So that'll be a big factor, is the release window.
Yeah.
Because Forza and GT4 came out at roughly the same time.
Okay. So. Also, if they don't add enough new features this Christmas, which I kind of doubt, or if they don't have a price drop, which I also doubt, that could start to hurt them.
Yeah.
But I think they will drop the price and add features, probably like $350.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if there's not a price drop.
If they really wanted to go for the jugular, they could do like $300 for the good one with new features. That would be, oh, geez. The thing, yeah, people think that, you know, the Xbox 360 is a flop and whatever, but it wouldn't take much to just, it could slaughter the competition. It's not going to take much, you know.
Yeah.
It's walking a really thin line, and it's like, we recommend... If you must have a new system, buy a 360 instead of a PS3 or a Wii. Because, A, you can find them.
Yeah, easily.
B, there's tons of games. C, there's even more games coming.
Great online. The online is unrivaled.
Yeah, I mean, if you played the Wii and you think it's really cool and you want one, buy one. But it'll get old after about 3 or 4 hours. If you haven't played one, it's not nearly as good as everyone says, period. I mean, tell you what, I mean, you saw the commercials, like Pirates of the Caribbean. Why did everyone go to that? It sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just the cool part two.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like the first one much either.
I liked the first one.
Yeah, but...
Second one's atrocious.
But really, could the average person go to that and say, oh, you have to see this movie? I mean, it was all marketing and hype. It's like, oh, wow, that's making a lot of money. I guess I should go see it. Or the Wii is hard to get. I should buy one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's this thing inside your skull. It's called your brain. You can actually use that to make your own decisions about things. You don't actually have to get them from the television.
What?
Or even from us.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're smarter than the television, so you can listen to us.
Well, we're just another thing to take into account when you make
the
decision.
Well, we're the opposing view with Rosie O'Donnell. All right, so But if you can wait till next fall to get one, that would definitely be the way to go, because there's going to be a whole bunch of... Next fall, it's going to be a lot better to buy one. It's going to be cheaper, more features, more games. That's probably when I'll get one, because I'm a Grand Theft Auto lover.
I'll just think if they do all that right before Grand Theft Auto comes out, too, with the cheaper and more features.
Again, I
really
say...
go for the jugular.
They just shift a few pieces around, and it could be knockout punch like Rocky.
Yes!
Oh, we
Which
saw...
Which was really good,
Rocky
by the
Bubble
way.
Is really good. Just ate
On a
over.
Side note, hurting bombs.
Okay, now... the system you've all been waiting for. We're going to talk about our impressions of the Wii. Okay.
Yeah, I keep forgetting we didn't actually talk about this.
Well, we did like a podcast. It was like episode 8.5, but it was really...
really...
it was junky.
Yeah, so...
and we had like this part where we were playing the Wii, and we came up with that song.
Oh,
you remember?
God, that's right.
Updating, do not turn the power off. Please wait a moment. You could like do the bouncing ball with the hand cursor, because there was nothing else to do. The update took so long.
Yeah.
Okay, general impressions. Wii Sports is fun, bowling and tennis specifically. It's the best game that I've played on it, actually. I'm not a Zelda fan.
And we played Zelda, Call of Duty 3... and Wii Sports are what we played. And Call of Duty 3 was basically unplayable on the system.
Yeah, a word that comes to mind is atrocious.
Yeah.
There's some people I've heard rumblings like, well, I'm a console... I'm a PC FPS person.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to play console FPS since I started, like, WASD and mouse. So you can't really go back. Although I got through...
with Resistance.
Resistance I played, because I didn't think... Well, Prey, I didn't mind the controls in that either.
Yeah.
Those games worked pretty well. But, so anyway, a lot of people are thinking, well, maybe the Wii is a better way to control FPS on a console. Maybe it's more like a mouse. And it isn't. Period, end of sentence. I will be completely definite about that.
Well, yeah, like, remember the part where you're trying to throw grenades, but you have to move your thumb up to hit the button, and so, of course, when you move, it tilts where you're aiming, and It just did not work. I wound up blowing myself.
Did you notice the only two buttons you can push really are the B button below with your,
like
your finger and the A button. Every other button you have to like move your hand around to reach it. It's that is dumb.
Yeah,
that's like putting the gas pedal in the back seat of your car.
Yeah.
Like the map button's like, oh, I had to push this button down here to bring up a map. It's really.
And I did get to play COD 3 on the 360, so I know it's a solid game. So it's definitely just the controls that killed it.
All right, well, we'll come back to that later, because I had a great analogy for that. But
excellent.
I wouldn't say like tired, like I just run a marathon, obviously, because I've done that so many times. But after a few hours, you're like, oh, I'm still waving my arm around and shaking the controller for Zelda, and I got tired of it. I was like,
I know my experience with it. I got more tired like sitting in the chair just kind of holding the Wii remote thing out there, like going through menus and things because of the way I was holding my arm.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were playing like Wii bowling and the Wii tennis or whatever, all that stuff, I didn't get tired at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seems
to Zelda gave me
a
sore shoulder because you had to shake the nunchuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like this to do a spin attack. It only works about every other time. The next day I was like, what is wrong with my shoulder? But I know it's a shoulder I screwed up when we were doing Port Washington, but still it got...
Well, and if
it was a different kind of pain.
I'm sure if I would have sat there and played Call of Duty 3 for like 4 or 5 hours, like I've
if you
been known
to do,
yourself
to
do on
that.
The 360,
yeah.
You know, I'd probably be a hurting unit after doing
a hurting
that for
bomb.
A while. Yeah. So, but
Call of Duty, I think I got through 3 levels. I had to force myself to play just to like you know
just
get some
your
of the money
out money. Of it.
Yeah, I just unplayable.
Ugh.
And I don't see how other first person shooters could be much better because it just doesn't work. No, literally, you're like with a mouse, you can move it quickly. And for this is how you play it. Let's say there's a Nazi over here, and you want to shoot him. You kind of had to drag them, move the pointer, and you can't really point and shoot. You have to like basically drag the pointer, and like as the cursor kind of slogs over, pull the trigger when it's near him. It's not good.
Yeah.
Okay. The online stuff is super slow, but not as slow as the PS3 using the same Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah.
The graphics are old. Yeah, maybe graphics don't matter, but actually they do. Tell you what, would you rather watch Lord of the Rings or Masters of the Universe, the movie? I mean, things that look good matter.
Yeah.
You know, just ask Britney Spears in her recording career.
Yeah, like the new Zelda really looked just like Macarena of Time with updated graphics.
Yeah.
That's really all it looked like and played like, other than the tacked-on Wii controls, of course.
Oh, it was Vladimir Kol on joystick. Because I made him a special controller, so now I guess he's my buddy. He did a post where he's like, you can't even read the signs in Zelda, and he just got eviscerated for saying that. And, okay, granted, maybe it's not in English, but you know, it is year 2006. If you played all these other games, you can walk up to a sign and it says something.
Yeah.
And we're like, Zelda seems very last gen.
Well, there's no speech in it.
There's no speech. And you can make up any excuse you want, but it makes it seem primitive.
Yeah.
When you play a game like Oblivion or, well, any modern game, then you play Zelda, it's like, wow, this is really behind the curve.
I remember when we were
playing.
I'll
say it. Oblivion is better than Zelda. There, I said it. Send out the hate mail.
Hands down. There's no question.
It's
well,
just
like
so
when we were
much
playing,
deeper.
When I was running around playing Zelda and you were watching, I remember you kept saying, well, can you do this? In Oblivion, you can do this. In
yep.
Oblivion, you could do that. You know, just go over and grab that off the wall. You can't do it.
Yeah.
In Zelda. And that's where the bar's been raised to, people.
Exactly. If there's a fishing pole on the wall in Oblivion, you can just take it.
Yeah.
But...
Where
Zelda,
this, you
it's like, no,
throw,
you have to talk to the...
You gotta throw an eagle over here at a monkey and get this cradle and all... Ugh.
Yeah, what were you thinking with that?
Like,
all right, for the beginning of Zelda, we need to find a cradle. But to get it, first you had to knock down a beehive, and then, yeah, throw an eagle at a monkey. And
but they can put... It's kind of like that thing with George Lucas. You know, you put Star Wars on it, or whatever, it sells. You put Zelda on it.
Sells. Yeah.
It,
we're not Zelda fans, but I'm sure there's others out there. We must find the La Resistance.
And we are on the record that we have liked Zelda in the past, but none of this 3D crap. It just ain't working.
Yeah. But Oblivion,
go back to
I thought it
was.
Well, all right, let's not.
Yeah.
We've probably generated enough.
We've probably done
already.
Enough con already, but.
Yep.
So. Let's find
all right.
some pros.
Yeah, pros. And
there are things that are. You know.
See, Wii Sports is the only game I really liked, but it was fun. I had fun playing. I was surprised.
I remember when we popped bowling in, you know, we were having fun.
Yeah,
you know,
I was surprised with that. Cool. I'm like, oh my God, I actually like this thing. I'm going to have to stick my foot in my mouth. And dinner, I'm going to eat my words. But yeah, all right, pros. Yeah, on Christmas, just on a whim, I threw it in the bag and took it back to my parents. And my mom and my stepdad both played it. And they kicked my ass. They both... I don't think Morris has played a video game in his life. He's like 60-something.
Yeah.
And he kicked my ass at Wii Bowling. They loved it. So it does interest non-gamers. But the thing is, I left it there overnight, and I came back, and Mom was like, well, I played it for a while, but I got tired, so I don't think I really want one now. Because originally she's like, oh, you should buy me this for Christmas, Ben. And I'm like, yeah, right. I'll use my magic wand if I... But then the next day, she's like, yeah, I got tired of it. I don't think I really want one now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, someone saying they'd buy it and someone buying it, it's two different things.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are like, oh, I want to see that new Rocky movie. I've heard people say that.
Yeah.
That means they want to rent it on video. They're not going to go
to
the theater.
They're not
like a man.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Like, when they broke back into the meat place and he was punching
the
meat.
And blood was flying off the meat and everything.
Polly!
Yeah!
All in one disappointment, what happened to the robot? Come on, what happened to it?
You're the only person who cares, I think.
Well, it was stupid as hell, but...
Maybe it's in a deleted scene. It'll be on the DVD.
Oh, the 80s. Okay,
Yeah, Polly, you get the robot still in the garage, right?
Okay, another pro is kind of the opposite of Microsoft. It is Uber fanboy love. That's what I typed in. It's like people want to take down Microsoft and Sony by buying the Wii. I mean, I really think that's people's...
Yeah, well, they think Nintendo is this cute, cuddly company that, you know, does no wrong, and we've already discussed
touched on that.
Those things. But yeah, it's they're like the underdog, you know, David against the Goliaths of Sony and Microsoft, so...
Yeah, because Nintendo is such in a rough spot, you know.
Yeah, they're really hurting, so...
Yeah, because how many DSs have they sold, like, 30 million already?
Well, yeah,
the DS is a good system. We'll get to that when we get to our recommendations.
Well, I know in November the DS sold almost a million units. It was like 950,000 units. In December they probably sold even more.
And I just bought one for my sister for Christmas, so I am part of the problem.
Damn you. You gave Nintendo money, finally.
Oh, I've given them money before.
You were so proud of not giving them money when
I bought all their
DS.
Stupid consoles except for the GameCube, so...
And you even liked the GameCube, but
I did.
Anyway.
I liked the GameCube more than the Xbox. I played it way more than the Xbox because I hated the Xbox controller with a passion. I know you liked it, but
of the Christ
again, that was I wanted to whip it a bunch, make it bleed, and then get an Oscar or whatever Mel Gibson does. Built-in Wi-Fi is cool.
I guess that goes into the cons. So.
Yeah, I mean, Ethernet port would have been,
nice.
I really don't know why it doesn't have it.
Small.
The virtual console is cool if you hate money and have never heard of emulation, but if you have fallen into this category, you will love the Virtual Console.
It's, although they don't have much out there yet.
They're getting
that's really
games.
Anything cool, anyway.
Also, in a con, I think the Virtual Console is a complete ripoff. Tell you what, I've got a bunch of Nintendo cartridges. I will sell them to you for $5 each, except for like River City Ransom. You want to give me that for money? I'll take that much money for it.
You have great party system. It seems like anyway. So
yeah, well, we had that one in the basement. I should have reassembled it for last night.
That could have got deadly though. It would have been like drunken Wii bowling. I think you made the crack that like somebody in the neighboring apartment would have had a Wiimote through the head probably or something, because it would have flown through the wall and all that.
It's like a 50 caliber bullet.
Yeah, so it's like maybe it was better that you didn't put it back together.
All right, cons. Oh, look what I wrote. Shall we say it? I'll say
cursors.
It. I'll put my reputation online.
Oh,
the
I
controller
agree.
Is a gimmick.
Oh yeah. We've said it before. And
the cursor is never dead on. The gun games are not like they show in the commercials. It's not like it's not even like Duck Hunt.
Well, like we found, it seemed like it was much more accurate horizontally than vertically.
Yeah, the horizontal is pretty close, but the vertical is either like is either below or above. That's probably the way because of the sensor bar. I have discovered if you slice the sensor bar in half and put the LEDs on either side of the TV about 3/4 of the way up, you can actually get the vertical to be pretty close too.
Okay.
But of course, they can't make a two-piece sensor bar because it's already stretched to have a sensor bar.
And that almost have even more like the Power Glove.
Right. Well, if that's even possible. And, but and as you if you go to the side of the TV or even too far away from it, it starts to become erratic.
Okay.
Like, I was playing Zelda. I think I fixed it by changing the sensitivity, but in our couch, leaning forward on the couch I could play. Leaning back, I couldn't. It's not a very good system to play, like, comfortably. You had to, like did any of us manage to, like, Wii Bowl, even, like, sitting down? I don't think any of us even managed to do it. We tried.
Well, Leticia came over, and she was playing it sitting down.
She was doing it okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it, but then it's, again, it's like, what's the point? You know, sitting there and just flicking your wrist. It's more fun to just make a fool out of yourself and, you know, go whipping the thing around, so.
Again, it's kind of like a karaoke kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's
make an ass out of yourself in front of other people.
Right, right.
So,
and I love karaoke.
It's part of the fun.
Except for when it costs $75. Oh, another story. Okay, we already mentioned this, but other than the B and A buttons, which are the button on the big A button and the B's on the bottom, the other buttons are really hard to reach unless you do, I've written down, thumb yoga to reach them.
Which, of course, affects the controls because you end up having to change where you're pointing when you move your fingers to get at the other button, so it doesn't work.
Check this out. Check this out. Here's an Xbox 360 controller. I'm holding it in my hand. Look, I have access to every button.
And there's more of them on that too.
Yeah, exactly. But look, I don't have to.
Yeah.
I don't have to like do this. All right. Hey, that Wii thing. Grab it. It's right over there.
Oh yeah. We have
a
Wii mote in the room.
Here,
do you want the nunchuck too?
No. This is a podcast, but I'm holding these things as if you can see them. But, yeah, all right, I'm going to try to my thumb from the A button to the 1 and 2 buttons on the Wiimote. Okay. Oh, that's so ergonomic. And
well, and the other thing with that, too,
lame.
Is we're both, like, roughly 30-year-old adults, whatever. So we have fully grown hands, or whatever you want to say. What about a 10-year-old kid trying to play that thing?
Yeah, they'd have to, like, that's a good point. They'd have to move
Because they'd have smaller hands, so...
Yeah. It's very specific. Or even like the D-pad is, because you had to kind of like shift your whole thumb to reach the D-pad on the Wii controller. And
yeah,
look at what's this? This other feature on the Wii controller, it seemed to have.
Is that the speaker?
You know, actually, I kind of like the speaker. I think that's neat. The speaker in the Wiimote, you know, like makes
the whack sound when you're doing.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I didn't even notice it really, though.
I thought it was neat.
It might be able to be better utilized. I don't know. Kind of lame, but whatever. You can like it if you want.
I do. I like it. Oh, the strap is a joke. Seriously.
Yeah.
Hey, look at I have my dial caliper here.
And Nintendo has rectified this now,
which
of
I think is where all the shortages are coming
led
from.
Led to those artificial shortages.
Think about it. They sold like what a million units. They're supposed to sell 4 million, and then the ads say they had to replace like 3.2 million Wii straps.
Yeah.
That's 4 million consoles. All right. We're going to have to wrap up this podcast. Yeah, this podcast is
what
intense.
What is Ben doing?
I'm measuring the diameter of the Wiimote strap. It is 0.025 inches, so it's roughly a third of a 16th of an inch.
And this is the part that connects the wrist strap to the Wiimote.
Yeah, it's
because the wrist strap itself is pretty beefy.
But that doesn't, who cares?
But that doesn't
that's
hold
irrelevant.
The Wiimote.
Yeah,
so.
it's thinner than a cord on a digital camera strap, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, hey, here, my digital camera's here, too. Wow, I don't usually have so many things laying around the desk, but today is different.
How convenient.
Well, okay, this one, it's not that much thicker, but it is thicker. It's a...
But you're also not meant to be...
It's
a
hundredth of an inch thicker.
...waving your camera around, either.
That's true, unless you're, like, drunk or something.
But they have recognized that, and they're doing something about it, at least.
Right,
so.
Exactly. I put down, I don't think it's really for true gamers. Like, nobody I know that's, like, a true gamer has been that impressed with it.
I mean, know I wasn't impressed.
I sure hope... I really don't want to wave my arms to play games for 5 years. That's...
And my wife's into gaming, too, and she didn't really think crap of it either. And Dale, the non-gamer...
He, like, was pretty... He was, like, kind of mad about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. What do you say he was going to... He'd pay, like, $60 or $70?
It was $80.
Was it?
But the more... He's like, I'd pay $80 for this.
Yeah, it seems to keep dropping now.
But then I was like, where did you get this number, $80? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, you'll never... It won't cost that much unless it's, like, used.
3 years from now.
Yeah, but then the more he played it, I think it got down to, like, what, 25 or...
I don't know, it kept going down.
He became less impressed as time went on. As
he did kick our ass at the bowling, though. So,
what
the non-gamers must be really good at Wii Bowling, it seems like.
Well, we talked about Wii Bowling in our How the Jack Stole Christmas intro. Remember, at the end he wins at
That's
Wii Bowling.
Right.
Okay, online gaming is pretty much non-existent and will probably suck for the long term, especially for third party.
Over time, yeah.
But they'll sell you a bunch of overpriced virtual console games.
Well, that's always nice.
Yeah. Well, the games on the Xbox 360, they have, like, online play and stuff, like Contra and Street Fighter. And
yeah.
They
actually have altered the games.
Value added, yeah. So. I mean, again, if you want to play exact copies, just find a ROM on the internet and...
Download a ROM.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to do another intro like that after watching Pirates 2. It kind of soured me.
Ugh.
I couldn't even really remember anything. You know what's so dumb? Remember in our Pirates intro where you're like, I am disinclined to do the
request.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
We made that big, long thing for you to say. And the Pirates 2, I can't remember which character. I think it was Johnny Depp. But he actually had a big, long, stupid sentence
that
in the movie.
Almost that was almost as ridiculous.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And we were trying to be a parody.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in the first movie where it's like, I'm disinclined to acquiesce to the request. And I even think that's like too many words for a movie to have. Well, you know me, I think all movies should be silent. But
well, you should like 2001, then. But anyway.
I don't not like it. I just, you know, I'm going to cream myself over it. All right. And any Nintendo system is always just the Mario Zelda adapter. I still say Nintendo could make... Well, they make lots of money. A bunch of people like buying their crap. But if they were to make a Zelda game or something for another console, like the PS3 or the PS2... Cha-ching.
That'd be big.
They would sell 10 million copies. What hurts them now, I think the Zelda and Mario games could sell more. I mean, I think Zelda Wind Waker was like the best top game for the GameCube. Was like 3 million copies. But
okay.
I bet it could have done a lot more had there just been more GameCubes and people that own it.
Oh, yeah.
People would have bought it. Now we're talking, you know, kind of hypothetically. How could the Wii dominate? Like, what could, like, make it win? Besides a miracle. It's like, say, Francis, we're going to make this console win with Zuzu's pedals. See, I wanted to do... Oh, okay, next Christmas, we got to do It's a Wonderful Half-Life for our intro. All right, I don't know. What could, like, make it just completely take off? Oh, I wrote down...
You have the hype machine on there, I know.
But... Yeah, if people keep being blinded. But people eventually stop going to Pirates of the Caribbean 2 as well.
Yeah.
Took a while.
Thank goodness.
Oh, I wrote...
Not soon enough.
A Sex in the City video game.
Yeah. We've talked about it. If Nintendo would just embrace the adult entertainment market.
Let me get out the dial caliper again. And no, I'm not going to do that. But
it's like, you know, it sounds ridiculous, but to be quite honest, there's a market there, I'm sure. There's a lot of crazy people out there. We're hitting an all-new low. But that's okay.
Oh, man. I
of all the accessories they could sell then. Because they like to have, you know, their body glove for the Wiimote and all these other stupid things. Yes. So, it's there.
Hey, didn't someone say that they're going to make like some sort of lightsaber game?
I don't know. I saw somebody on your forums, I think, talking about, you know, putting the Wiimote into a lightsaber thing somehow.
The thing is, it won't work as well as everyone thinks it will. The Wii doesn't, like...
Well, you could really cause mass destruction.
I know, but the thing is, it's not like... It's not like a virtual glove. It doesn't know where it is in space.
Yeah.
It knows if it's moving or it knows where it's pointing at the screen, but it doesn't know what you're thinking.
Yeah, it can't sense like if you're like, yeah. It's not as good as you'd want it to be.
Yeah.
Basically.
So I think those are the big things that could make it.
And if the non-gamers like
actually do go out and buy it,
which I don't see happening, but
well, you know, like all the for all the hype. It was all Nintendo fanboys that went out and bought it up.
Yeah.
You know, and so they took all the, you know, they kept them away from the casual people, and they probably, like, shoved it down the casual people's throat as part of their
marketing and everything.
Or their, you know, resistance movement.
Yeah.
Well, I did. I mean, I showed it to people. But, I was curious to see what they'd say. Not that I was trying to convert them.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to put pamphlets on their windshield
wipers. The next year will be the really telling time for this. So.
For all the stuff.
For all three of them.
Okay, what could kill the Wii?
Besides the Wii itself?
Time passing. I can't believe anyone still listens to us. Maybe they don't. I think if there was a really awesome killer app on the 360 or the PS3.
Yeah.
Like, well, there
already are. But
yeah.
Well, even more.
I mean,
so,
like a
though.
10 million seller. I mean, yeah. There hasn't. I mean, like, what is it? Like, well, no, Gears of War.
Gears of War is the highest selling.
Yeah, it got past Oblivion pretty quickly, but
yeah.
Oblivion's a cool game, though.
Oh yeah, but it's on the PC too,
right?
If you have, you know,
and it's coming
God
to the
PS3 machine.
Eventually.
Yeah,
but yeah, a really good killer app in the 360. Think about it. Like the Nintendo 64 was, you know, doing pretty well, but it wasn't until 97 when Final Fantasy VII came out that the PS1 like. Wham!
Yeah,
you know, like just
off.
Took off, and so because yeah, initially the N64 sold very well. And they sold like almost one copy of Mario for every system. I mean, it was yeah. I think Mario 64 is actually one of the top selling games of all time. It's something like 18 million
yeah,
copies.
It's
That's
way
a lot.
Up there. Yeah.
Okay, but so I'm just saying, yeah, the N64 maybe on paper looked like it was going to beat the PS1, but that didn't happen because PS1 got a killer app.
Yeah.
And Nintendo was kept alive by a killer app, but yeah. Didn't help it win.
And Gran Turismo came along in there,
oh,
too,
yeah.
Which helped as well. So
98,
PS1,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Right in that area. So,
I mean, if
killer apps and a
if
way
the
went.
Wii gets GoldenEye, well, they've never been able to, you know, replicate GoldenEye.
No.
But it wouldn't control well, so who cares? It's a moot point.
Yeah.
And Nintendo, if Nintendo continues to make new versions of their same old games, not creating any new properties. I mean, really think about it. Okay, Star Fox was in 93, then Pokemon was like, what, 97? But
that was the last
Nintendo
big franchise, really,
yeah.
Right?
They don't make, I mean, people say that, oh, look, it's another Grand Theft Auto or another Metal Gear Solid. It's like, well, how many Marios are we on?
Yeah.
Or Zeldas. Well, Zelda, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven on console, and portable would probably put it up to about 12.
Yeah.
Because there've been a lot of portable. There's probably been almost as many portable Zeldas as
Castlevanias. No, that couldn't be possible.
Portable Castlevania. You know what? If they made a 2D Castlevania on the Wii, I'd get it though.
That'd be cool.
I love that's why I bought DS. But I do not want to whip with the remote. I just want to push a button.
Get the old legacy controller thing to play it with.
Oh yeah, more money. Okay, Mario Party 10. Yeah, if they're up to 8.
Yeah.
If Nintendo can make 8 Mario Parties, none of their fans should say anything about Ratchet and Clank 3. Okay, what do we recommend for the Wii if you want one, or what would you say? I have wait for the inevitable better version that they will release. There's already rumors of another DS.
Oh, God.
What can they improve?
What, they are Apple, aren't they?
Yeah, just, I know. Wait,
what was it they were going to put in the Wii next year?
DVD drive.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to put the DVD drive in, yeah, so you can play movies.
They're probably seeing what people say. Like, well, do people want this? So wait for it. You can't find them anyway.
They might put an Ethernet adapter on it, too. You never know.
Yeah, that's true. Or maybe, like, bundle it with a standard controller. The Wii, nor the Wii or the PS3, neither of them are worth the hype or the scarcity.
Yeah.
So don't. It's just not worth it.
Yeah. Don't just buy one because you walk into whatever electronics store and you happen to see one sitting on the shelf and you're like, oh my god!
That's why I bought a DS.
Look, there it is. Yeah, but you had already ordered a game and everything for it.
Uh-huh.
So, but don't just buy it because, oh, they're scarce, so that means I should buy it.
Yeah, Tickle Me Elmo must be awesome.
I saw two
PS3s.
Hey,
do you still play with your Furby?
Like, oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, Furby, yeah.
Whee! That thing. But lame. I saw two PS3s one day, and I was like, wow, that's the first time I've seen any in the store. And I walked away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is not just like some cheap thing. This is something that you buy and it's supposed to last like 5 years. I mean, was anyone still playing with their Cabbage Patch dolls in 89? That went away.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we're really showing our age now.
Yeah. Well, we are old.
Yeah. I'm 50 years old, Rock. If you like Nintendo games, get a DS. It's cheaper. It's convenient. The touchscreen works really well.
It's got better games.
Mm-hmm. The DS no is the shiznitz. Of course, when that first came out, I thought it was a gimmicky pile of crap too. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's kind of like
it took good games to make it good. But in the Wii, the control is so specific.
Yeah, because you can choose whether or not to use the other screen on the DS.
Right, like the new Castlevania doesn't hardly like the first Castlevania, Dawn of Sorrow for the DS had like some crap where you had to like draw a symbol on the screen to kill a monster, and the new one's just like screw that. It just doesn't use a touchscreen for anything really.
Yeah, where the Wii, the control is like the focus of it, and so that
right. I mean, games like Wii Sports, games that are made for the control, seem cool, but if they try to shoehorn the controls onto an existing game, it doesn't seem to work. People talk about the Madden, but again, I don't see why I had to push a button and then do a motion to throw a ball. I can't just push a button. I mean, yeah.
I could see stuff like that Trauma Center game maybe being fun on it, but we didn't get to play that. But
yeah, we tried to rent it. It seems like it'd be better on the DS, though, because you have like a physical stylus.
Yeah, like
and,
a
like,
scalpel
touch.
Almost or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But that's a game that lends itself better to what they're trying to do with the Wii. So
again,
they need
to
make
I
more
say,
games like that.
I say soldering game for the Wii.
Yeah. Well, people on your forums would probably buy it, so.
Yeah, I'll sell 8 copies or whatever. Okay, well,
maybe we'll talk about the HD DVD next time.
Yeah, we have played with a HD DVD drive for the 360, so.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next time.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have thought that we'd have time.
All right. That's okay.
Well, anyone that's still listening to us after that podcast, we'll see you all in a couple weeks and have a great new year. Goodbye.
Adios.